alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here?
Great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You're talking about Fox throwing that red flag. Think about this one, folks. You mean to tell me that nobody up there could see that? How dumb is dumb?
He was
Jesus, Lord Almighty.
You're right, OB. Can't argue with that. We just hope Sunday's game is less
How
ugly.
How dumb is dumb?
All right, the Carnival Wagon is
yes.
rolling. Hey, the Salvation Army kettle is out. The party has begun.
There's a donut truck behind us on Pioneer Court.
Michigan Avenue is alive. And we should say the Carnival Wagon is sponsored by It's Just Lunch. We are delighted to have Susan Dannenberger
yes.
from Dannenberger and Family Vineyards. She's a woman who has figured a lot out. You're such an incredible story, Susan. I mean, you take this family farm that's been in Central Illinois in your family for, what, five generations?
Yes.
And you're doing soybeans, and you move it over to grapes somehow, and through a lot of hard work and education and all the blood, sweat, and tears, I'm sure, you've figured out a way to produce award-winning wines, and congrats on all your success. And she does it all in her leopard skin stiletto as well.
Heard the commercials, now I've seen the stilettos. I don't know how you traipse through fields in there, but kudos for not only the wine, but your footwear. It's terrific.
Figured it out. I have a little bit of a thicker heel for the
knees. Is that right?
Yeah, that
makes sense.
And today you brought three new wines. I know last time you were here where there was an award-winning wine you brought us that was so good. It was a big red. It escapes me what it was.
It was Soleil Noir, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
It was
Ryan,
really
crispy.
Yeah.
So good. And then
I don't know. We have this Carmen 2015. It's a Cabernet Franc.
Yes, that's my flagship grape and my best wine. Always my best wine.
Now, why do you think that is? Is it the climate of Central Illinois? Is it something about just your own preference?
Yes, my preference. So I treat it like a diva.
What is it about the soil in the Springfield area in Central Illinois that makes it conducive for these kind of grapes?
I wish that the soil was actually a little bit less vigorous, so I have to prune the vines a lot, but it does love all the minerals and the...
Let me take this question right
Is
now.
That right? Okay. Richard Roper joining us after...
Let me explain something to you, sir.
Please.
You worry about the wine. We're worried about the soil and how it gets there, all right?
I'm
you just enjoy the wine, all right, pal?
The
My client will take no further questions. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of testimony lately.
There's a lot of testimony out there, to be honest.
The traffic really has angered him beyond belief.
Is no one listening to Violetta? Don't bring your car downtown right now. That's what she's been saying, right? Go away. Get out of Rich's way.
It's such good advice. You're right. What is going on?
The man who was going to walk every time. Yesterday he tells us I walk every time.
I was doing, you guys know about the lighting of the tree and the big parade. But there's also the annual Rich Recreates George Bailey's Run down the streets of Bedford Falls. So I was just going down the median strip of Michigan Avenue. Merry Christmas, old Tribune Tower. Merry Christmas, Apple Store.
That's sweet.
That's what I do. I do it for the kids.
Well, you're just in time to, one, poo-poo the soil question and enjoy some wine from Dannenberger Family Vineyards.
Oh, my gosh. Now, another thing we should mention, Susan, is you are now have a partnership with Binny's, and that's one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
So we love Binny's.
I love Binny's.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
So that means this is now worth drinking, because before, if it wasn't at Binny's, it wasn't worth drinking.
There.
So now, Dannenberger is definitely worth drinking. You
Toast
you're
to
on
that.
The map. Hey,
Bloomingdale at the Binny's next Friday. You're dropping off the wines, right?
Yes.
Very
yay.
Exciting.
So Central Illinois moving up to Chicago.
So look what's new and exciting? You said you've got three new wines. Are you you're staying in the same sort of grape area? Or are you
yeah, I stick with
over?
My Cabernet Francs, always rolling out the next one, the 2015. Mm. Let me know what you think, Richard.
Yeah, try it.
He's very fancy.
It is very fancy. I mean, this is
no, it's delicious
wine to be appreciated.
Oh, lovely. Absolutely wonderful. Mm. I'm letting it sink in.
Mm. You don't need a brown bag or anything.
I'm putting a little bit behind my ears for later, too.
Oh. Now, what does this go with? It seems like a nice big red. Life. This would be a tough Friday.
Traffic Friday.
Beef tenderloin, if you're doing that on Thanksgiving. I brought the rouge, which would go great with the lighter fares of Thanksgiving, like turkey and cranberries. And then I brought my dry Gewurztraminer Angel Moon, which is so floral and fantastic.
Say that word again?
Gewurztraminer.
Gewurztraminer.
That.
Yeah.
That's a sweet.
Look at you judging me. Oh, your pronunciation is way off.
It's completely dry, yeah, because it's a beautiful grape with lots of floral. It's a German grape, and it is a lot of places do it sweet, but I think it has so many wonderful qualities. I don't want to cover it up with sugar.
I'm a German grape myself, so it's perfect.
Is that right?
Roper is a German name. Yes,
the German grape name. Now, a lot of people from this area come down to Berlin to the Dannenberger Family Winery during the summer. They're like, oh, we're going to take the big tour. We're going to go to Wine Rocks. We're going to sit out. And now they may be thinking, well, it's kind of cold. They can't be doing Wine Rocks anymore. And they would be wrong.
They would be wrong. We are inside. We have a nice, cozy, cool space, actually. It has lots of areas. It's kind of like feeling like you're in Napa, but you're not. And you can look outside and see the snow, but you're not having to deal with it.
That's the best way to see snow, from inside with a glass of wine.
I love it.
So that's a nice, for red, that's a good heavy red wine kind of environment, right? When you're watching the snow and you're sitting with a fire listening to some music.
There's like four fires in there, so we have lots of different fires where you can
Dad carving the big beef tenderloin to go with this wine right here. That's the one, right?
The blood just oozing all over the
place. Don't give him too much wine. He's got a big knife.
Here we go.
Big knife for Dad.
Hey, Clark, let's light those decorations.
So this is the time of year when people are buying a lot of wine. These are great hostess gifts. Do you do any? I know you have a wine club. You have some special things.
We have a wine club. We have an e-commerce site where they can go and order wine. We've been sending a lot of wine to this area, actually, in the past month. It's been nice.
Perfect. And not all to Rich's house, which is also very nice. You can spread out the target market.
Do you have a limit on how much you'll send to one person's house? Do you do that?
He asked for a hand delivery.
Yes, I do. Well, that's a whole other story. Are we still on the air? Isn't it time for Violetta to tell us what's happening?
No, it's not time yet. I want to hear more to this.
Well,
actually,
I have a question, though, too. So we talk about the wine club. That would be a great gift, though, right? Could you just print out something and give it to a relative, a loved one, and say, I've signed you up for the wine club?
Oh, yes.
A membership. I think that'd be
a cool
thing. I love something like that where you really
tell them and then take the wine for yourself.
No, well, you just show up, you know. But I just love the idea of doing something that really highlights, you know, the kind of underappreciated Illinois grown wines. Yeah. And it's such a cool present to give, I think.
It is.
Would be
it
like
seems so personal.
Like that, right?
Like you really have to do nothing.
But it's also like local, essentially local.
Oh,
I
love that.
And it lasts all year long.
Exactly. Now think of you I love the idea that you're forcing the loved ones who might not care for you to think about you at least once a month.
Exactly.
In a good way, I mean.
Now, Susan, you've won awards with the wine. Mm. How hard was it to convince people, hey, we're coming from Central Illinois, but we got a quality product here. We're not just some schmoes brewing stuff up in the bathtub.
It has been a struggle the past year, finally, where I've been winning a lot more awards and been getting higher 90-point ratings and also showing in France. That made a big difference. People were like, they can take me some more seriously now. Finally.
How does that 90-point rating thing do? I always see 90 points whenever I'm going shopping for wine, 90-point plus or whatever. Who's judging it, and how hard is it to obtain that?
There's three different places in the United States that do the ratings, and 90 plus is exceptional. Mm-hmm. There's still 85 to 89 is highly recommended, but once you hit the 90 point, it really makes a difference for you. Mm-hmm. And you can be assured that if you buy a 90 point wine, that it's good.
Also should mention, if you don't know the whole story here, Brian, Susan upended, I think it was five generations of family lore, right? Do you know about
that? Field of Dreams. We're going to plow under
and
the
said, we're
going to
do
the
wine.
And
they said, what?
Yeah, what did the family say about the whole thing? Were they like, what are you doing?
Did they file commitment papers? What happened?
Because what did the family grow for all those generations?
Corn and soybean.
Now,
the heart of America.
In fact, that's the family motto was, you can't go wrong with corn and soybean. For 100 years. And then this one comes along and says, here's what we're going to do.
There's always an upstart in heels. Anytime a woman walks in heels, you know trouble's coming.
You listen to her. That's what you do.
I'm paying attention to this woman.
Listen to everything she says. Yeah. But were they emotional about it? Or were they just happy that it was going to continue to be farmed?
My dad was happy that I was farming, but he was kind of looking. He sat on a bucket by his truck and was just watching me plant some vine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so Norman Rockwell.
Yeah.
My dad sat on a bucket.
And he was just thinking, oh, this is a cute little hobby.
He'd be played by Jeff Bridges in the movie. Well, I don't know what you're doing. I guess you're gonna do it,
just
bro.
One tear rolling down his cheek as he watches his soybean fields plowed asunder.
She's killing my farm.
Wow.
That's where the corn used to stand every
but
July.
Now they must be proud. Your family has got
They
be,
are. They're like, really excited what, for me.
This And what about neighboring farms? Do they sort of say, she's doing the grape thing and it's working out? I mean,
yeah, now they're coming and hanging out. But in the beginning, they were just like, this lunatic girl.
Are you always coming over to borrow a cup of wine?
How many vineyards are popping up in Southern Illinois now? Has a lot of vineyards. You're obviously leading the charge in Central Illinois. It's becoming kind of a hotbed.
It is finally. It's exciting. We have good legislation that's helping us grow, and there's 107 wineries in Illinois.
Wow.
Central Illinois has about 20 now.
No
so
kidding.
We're really finally moving along. It's very exciting. We're trying to put a trail in.
Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, nice.
You guys come down.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Drink and drive? Yeah. No.
No,
walk and drive.
Conestoga wagons. We'll just go around like pioneers drinking wine. It'll
we'll sit
fun.
On a bucket because I think that's what
you
do.
Sure. Well, you can only sit on a bucket if you're drinking wine in Central Illinois.
Got to have it handy.
Sure.
Right?
Turn it over then.
Little plaque there. On this spot, my dad sat on a bucket and doubted me.
A nice bronze statue on a plastic bucket.
People could meet there, get engaged by the bucket. That'd
be fantastic. Rubber bucket for luck.
Yeah.
Kids come by after they
bucket
win a softball game.
We're killing it because it's such an amazing place.
Well, no, I think that's amazing too. A bronze sculpture of her dad on a bucket that only enhances everything else.
It does. The story of it all, because there is sort of, you've talked about this before, there's a spiritual side of this, considering, you know, the farm is kind of a part of a family.
It is.
Oh, absolutely.
My husband and my dad and my sons all feel like it is, part of the family that we have to keep
absolutely.
Continuing.
You got to keep
absolutely
going.
True. Yeah.
Well, we're going to try a couple other other samples, correct?
Rich is ready.
Yeah, Rich has had a long mile.
First, or
yes,
we,
I think
yeah.
maybe we
All right, so stand by for that. We're going to introduce you some great wines you might want to buy for your family for the holidays or do the Wine of the Month Club, as we suggested as well. That's coming up. And then we've got the Top 5 at 5, and the Irish music is also going to be part of the
very exciting.
The show later, but right now let's check for traffic trouble spots. There are a lot of them. Violetta's Podomatic is here.
Charlotte is in town as Grant and the Bulls look to take the sting out of the Hornets. Bulls, Hornets, tonight at 7, WGN-TV.
Susan Dannenberger is here. We've been sampling the Dannenberger Family Vineyards wines, and there are some new selections. They are delicious. Mm-hmm.
The Carmen 2015 is wonderful. And it's, Susan, a little, so this was heavier. You said this one good with beef tenderloin. Now we're going to try a little lighter red, correct?
Yes, the Rouge blend. It's my signature blend.
Gosh.
I do the same blend every year, but it might be a different amount of grapes. And it's always
right
Syrah, Marquette, Arundel, Marcel Foch, and Oberlin Noir.
Wow. Okay.
Has some really nice,
fantastic
fruit forward. Ooh. Not too much oak, so it's something that a novice wine drinker could handle.
Okay.
And then even a wine enthusiast would like, because it is very
nice.
Complex.
So it's got a versatility there, but nice with the turkey. Probably
yes,
something
this one would
like
go
that,
well
Susan?
With turkey. This would go
well
with
anything.
I
still love the traditional bird.
Yeah, it goes well with
on
pretty much
Thanksgiving
everything.
And Christmas. I love the bird.
The bird?
The turkey.
Or the grape.
Well, this with
you
the turkey.
Keep going, I love the bird. And then you keep raising your glass. I love the bird. The bird.
Why don't people
big
eat
red
turkey
bird.
More often, right throughout the
it's
year?
It's like pumpkin pie. It's like people falling for this whole pumpkin spice latte thing. They could make that for you in July if they wanted to,
day.
You idiots.
You could.
You know what? It's just, I don't know. It is kind of seasonal. The wine is year-round, but the turkey, I do like the idea of it just being
being this kind of season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I think smoking a turkey in the middle of the summer and pouring a nice bottle of Dannenberger Red would be fantastic.
I think it
good
would
stuff.
Actually work, for sure.
So what... When people, you said novice wine drinkers would, this is a good entry level wine because it's a little lighter. Does something like Carmen, would that, do you think, would scare away novice wine drinkers? I don't think so. It's a little heavier, but I still think it's
heavier.
A wonderful flavor.
It has more oak, so oak naturally dries your palate out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So even though the wine has no sugar in it, which is dry, oak adds even more dryness.
This has
just a tiny bit of oak, so it is more on the fruity side. So people think that there might be sugar in it. There really isn't.
Okay.
So they're more apt to like, oh, I like this.
It's funny you mentioned that without me even realizing you've just explained it, Susan, but you saw I grabbed my water after the first wine because it does kind of, it gives you that dry feeling. It's
we
wonderful.
We thought you were just cleansing your palate.
Well,
like
that's
a classy wine enthusiast.
Yeah. I hear about single grape wines or single origin wines and then the mixed blends and things like that. And I guess I wonder, was one better than the other or not really? What advice would you give on that?
I think that both are wonderful. I really like blends because, to me, you take the best of the grapes and try to make them all make this wonderful sheet music that has something plays the bass in there and something else gives like the back notes.
So for me, create something like
what are you looking for in the grapes when you're going to make a blend?
So for instance, with the Rouge, I know that the hybrid Marquette and the hybrid Arundel give more of a blueberry profile. So I know that that'll help bring that in the back. People will get that fruitiness out of it. Whereas Syrah will bring more of like a blackberry or a leather. And so that brings some interest in that area on the front and try to make it full, you know, from the front to the middle to the back on your palate.
Very cool. Rich likes to drink leather.
I like that. I like the verbal bouquet we're getting.
It does.
It's really helping set the tone for the listeners who are very jealous of us right now because they're in their cars and they have to wait till they get home.
And there's traffic.
Stop at Binny's on the way. You can kill 15 minutes
there.
You
can get it there, yes.
Before we run out of time, you brought an unfiltered white, too. So I had never heard of unfiltered. So can you explain that and what that one is?
Unfiltered and unfined is really making a trend comeback here. It's very European for the winemakers to do that. They understand that sometimes when you filter out all the good stuff, you lose a lot of things in the wine. So I've chosen with our Gewürztraminer to dry to not filter and not fine it. It leaves in the tartaric acid. It leaves in some of the wonderful floral qualities and the mouthfeel that you wouldn't normally get if you stripped all that and then sweetened it up. And that's what a lot of wineries really do.
So why do they do that? If it's taking so much away from the taste of the wine, why are they doing it?
American consumers are afraid sometimes when they see little things floating at the bottom.
I am, but not as much.
To be honest, I had never seen till yesterday. I had never seen a bottle of wine with some sediment in it and unfiltered like that. And I was like, that looks different.
But you say American, is it very common in France?
Oh, yes,
Italy,
very common in
Europe.
France. They leave it in, absolutely.
Susan, remind us
it's wonderful.
Where people can go to get your wines and how they, if they can want to buy gifts or the Wine of the Month Club and that kind of thing. Talk about what people can do.
They can go to our website, dannenbergerfamilyvineyards.com, and they can e-commerce there. They can join the wine club. They can shop. They can check out Binny's, of course.
Yes. Starting in Bloomingdale next Friday.
In Central Illinois. And, you know, Binny's did tell me that if they got enough requests in the other stores that they would be happy to carry it. They just wanted to see how it would do.
Okay.
That's
nice.
A challenge.
We have a mission now, listeners, all of you within the sound of our voices.
Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Go get their wines and, order their wine club and everything. Go stop by the vineyard as well.
Because Wine Rocks is going even in the cold weather. Grab a nice glass of red, look out at the cold weather, and stay cozy by the fire.
Yeah. Susan, absolutely. Thank you for sharing with us. We always appreciate it, and we love seeing you. So
that's fun.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Susan.
We've got Judy's News coming up in 2 minutes.